Hello and welcome everyone, and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf production video. I am Visual Pony, and as always I will remind you that there is a big red button down under this video, that if it is still red, then you have to press it. Even Blackjack knows that big red buttons are there to be pressed. It would really help us out in the algorithm if more people subscribed and liked these videos. Anyhow, today we have Discord's Assistant by Me-Guy. That sounds very interesting, and I must admit that's a short description reading Discord suddenly has a protege of sorts, if only his new student wasn't already a master of the chaotic arts. That kinda, you know, intrigued me. So, as always, I have not read this story prior to this. I will discover it alongside you, and I hope that you will very much enjoy it. So let's get into this. More of a sidekick, really. Discord watched with both wonder and disinterest as a psychotic human chased a group of ponies through the streets of Ponyville, with a muffler stuck on his arm, laughing like the madman he was.
Hey, Muffler Man!
3 days ago, Discord would have loved to have a minion so dedicated to spreading chaos. 3 days ago, he showed up, and Discord was delighted. That delight lasted 11 minutes and went downhill from there. The human popped up from seemingly nowhere.
So, what are we gonna do next, huh? Fly a robot to Canterlot? Go sledding in Appaloosa? Moonwalk on the sun?
He questioned, gibbering at an incredibly fast rate. Discord only sighed in response.
We already flew a robot here. We went surfing in the Crystal Empire, and if we tried to walk on the sun, we would burn up, and even I don't have the power to stop that.
Discord deadpanned.
Well, maybe we can put on t-shirts that say life and hand out oranges.
He smiled devilishly as dramatic lightning struck behind him.
They can't make lemonade then.
What?
Even Discord, Lord of Chaos and Master of Disharmony, couldn't keep up with this randomness.
Oh, something shiny!
The human shouted before darting off, leaving a face-palming Draconicus in his utterly random wake.
Put me back in the statue. Please, just make it stop.
He wailed. Suddenly, the former elements of harmony appeared in an attempt to intervene. They did not seem to enjoy how Discord's sidekick was harassing people.
Discord! Call him off! We have had no less than a dozen complaints!
Twilight ordered.
It's not like I have any control over him.
Discord scoffed.
Why does he have to be my problem? It's just his voice is so annoying. Like a billion Pinkie Pies talking at once.
Hey!
Apparently, Pinkie took offense to that.
Discord! You can't just leave him with us!
Twilight protested. An explosion could be heard and the human was seen sailing through the air.
I have become a seagull! Bow before me, mortals, and present your offerings of French fries!
Ka, ka!
He commanded, flapping his arms. How he was still airborne was a mystery.
I thought I was crazy, but he's about as bright as a wet match in a dark cave.
Pinkie Pie said with a straight face.
Why are Pinkie and Discord acting so? Come. It's like he's leeching there. Weirdness.
Rarity commented. The human, unusually calm, approached Applejack.
Howler?
She greeted with a sheepish smile.
Not now, talking horse thing. My planet needs me. Earth, fire, wind, water, heart. Go, planet!
He hollered abruptly and began to ascend into the sky.
It's like the dark side of the internet got stuck in a blender.
Pinkie Pie sighed.
What?
Rainbow Dash wondered. In fact, at this point, every pony was incredibly confused, deciding his planet did not truly need him. Mr. Human used this opportunity to impress his boss while every pony was confused. He shuffled over to Discord and presented him with a pastry.
I baked you a pie.
Oh boy, what flavor?
Discord asked before being suddenly cut off as Pinkie Pie tackled him to the ground.
It's dirt!
She shouted. Every pony had just enough time to duck before the pie erupted into smaller pies, which proceeded to explode, leaving a smiling and scorching human standing in a small crater.
Did I win?
2 hours later.
Please, Celestia, make him stop!
Fluttershy cried.
You can't handle the truth!
He yelled, running away. Discord noticed this and was rather concerned.
No! Don't let him leave! It only gets worse while he's not nearby!
He exclaimed. Far too late. Sugarcube Corner exploded in a rainbow of color while the human was flung yet again through the air like a ragdoll.
Rainbow Nuke!
He sang out while sailing overhead.
Now I'm free! Free falling!
But...
Pinky could only sputter.
My job! My house!
God sang the cakes were out of town.
Applejack whispered solemnly.
I don't think we had insurance!
Pinky cried. The human approached her and attempted to comfort her.
There, I doubt there's such a thing as rainbow nuclear insurance.
He said calmly, gently patting her on the back.
But...
She wailed. The human reached into his pocket and appeared to pull out nothing, but began rubbing his index and thumb together. Much to every pony's surprise, sad violin music began to play. Finally, Pinkie Pie broke down in tears.
It's not fair! It was okay when Twilight's library got wrecked, but why did it happen to me?
She sobbed.
Maybe now you'll get to be a princess too?
Discord offered. Pinkie shot him a glare and he backed off.
If all it took to become royalty was property damage, I'd be Supreme Commander of the Universe by now.
The human added.
Let's just leave him. Maybe he'll go bother some pony else.
Rainbow Dash commented.
Agreed.
Discord muttered, leading the group away. They bumped into the bipedal menace not a half minute later.
Ice cold water, only $1. Ice cold water, only one. Oh, hey, guys.
He waved. Somehow, in the course of a few seconds, the human had set up a multi-billion-bit bottled water tycoon. Ads for his drink were plastered everywhere, and nearby ponies sat at a cafe, chatting over bottles of the ice-cold refreshing goodness.
What?
Twilight sputtered.
Impossible! I can't even pull something like this!
Discord shouted.
Which is why I'm the master and you're the apprentice.
The human replied sagely.
Master.
Hello everyone, this is once again Comment Time with Social Pony, where I will remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps us need and very much appreciate it. And it helps to keep the lights on around here, and I will stop talking this like this because I'm not the Micro Machines man. Okay, what do I have to say to this? Discord, I think you have found your better. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, I hope this story finds you well in body and mind, and
let's go to Equestria and set up a multi-billion dollar company for ice-cold bottled water.